Now, 4-TiO B12. Well, what in the world is that? It's fortified tillandsia. What is tillandsia? Spanish moss. It's harvested in a particular way. You have to scrape it from the side of the toilet at 4 o'clock in the afternoon every day. Get out in the outhouse. And grown in the southern states, Florida, you know, almost swamp-like. Each capsule contains 250 milligrams of tillandsia powder. It also contains calcium lactate. Wheat germ is a source of B, the B complex, desiccated spleen, and cyanocobalamin, 3 micrograms or 50% of the RDA. Now, when Lee released this, what he kind of had in mind was something like what everybody was buying because of television ads, in particular on the Lawrence Welk show. What was it? Geritol. And he said, no, we can do a tonic for the older crowd, but we can do this much better. We can feed them, not load them with synthetics. And that's kind of what he had in mind. So 2 of them per day provides 100% of the need for B12. And again, the cyanocobalamin that's there is the synthetic extract. That's not the point. The point is taking it alone works one way. Taking it as part of a food base works very differently. That was the concept. Also contains magnesium citrate. It is a sex hormone precursor for both sexes, but dominantly for the ladies, and can often help to balance, especially the fat-starved, vegetarian, take my ovaries out and stomp on them type of case. Senility, if you'd like to become senile, take... No, wait a minute. We can do that on our own. Senility, cases of senility, and this was one of the first indicated uses. Now, that would mean long-term use. What Lee said was, this product is something that you do and continue to do. That was what he discovered, or the way he was discovered it was being used in Florida with the groups using it. Chronic fatigue, anemia, it does have blood-building properties because of the chlorophyll E complex that's part of tillandsia, and of course a rich source of chlorophyll. As the years went by, Lee found that 4-TiO acted as a marvelous synergist for all kinds of things. And so you'll see throughout the product line little bits of tillandsia scattered in places where it would seem to make no sense, but it's there because it's such a tremendous synergist. And so if you have cases not responding and they're doing Catalin, another thing to try, as Lee did, is just a couple of 4-TiO B12. It wasn't large amounts that were necessary, not at all. If you think you're impotent, you can take this. Impotency, again, for its ability to help balance the endocrine system. Lack of breast development in females under 18 years of age. Be careful what you promise on this one. But it has been reported. You know, that's not an A to a D, but it does support the endocrine system. And a general tonic effect. 1 to 2, that should be capsules, 3 times per day with meal, typically 3 to 6. Question, let's go here first.
Do you have to be as important as Bill Clinton to take that?
Oh, now he's asked me a good question. He says, do I have to be as impotent as the president to take this? That depends on what the definition of impotent is. So we'll wait for the videotaped thing.
And that senility, does that include Alzheimer's?
The question is, under senility, would this include Alzheimer's? It certainly is a safe bet that it may help. And so as I said senility, I almost said Alzheimer's. But there isn't a direct effect. That would be indirect support. So certainly as a tonic, it would be recommended for cases of Alzheimer's. But don't overload it. 3 capsules per day, long term.